Hi there, this is Nick Treadwell. This is my audio boo for Monday 17th, I think, of January 2011. This is the Black Country Bullet out on his run. I'm about 2.5 miles into the run. Took a slightly different route this time. Going down an old route that I haven't been down for quite a long time. Sort of mixing it in with another route, really. Try and get my mileage up a bit. Interesting day today. Got the cat back from the vets. The bill clocked in at £425. The cat had to have more of her tail removed than we thought, because there were lesions, cuts and stuff quite a way up it. Which meant that it would take more time to heal and probably less chance of healing. So the vet recommended that we basically chop 2/3 of it off. So got the cat back from the vet with a bit of a stump. I don't know why they just didn't take the whole tail off, because it looks pretty horrible, really, if it's just a stump there. I'd rather have no tail at all, but I think there's probably some reason why they have to leave some part of the tail there. I don't know. Hold on a minute. Okay, just had to run past somebody. I'm going up a hill now, so it might seem as if I'm a bit out of breath. Yeah, so at least the cat's back, and he's doing all right. But he's gonna have one of those collars on for about 2 weeks, and not be allowed out for 2 weeks. Also, that's gonna be interesting. He's gonna be clawing at the door, wanting to go out every 5 minutes. Which is not good. What else? Wanted to respond to Jana's question about the Russian cartoons, and say that yes, I did ask Kira about it. She does remember that cartoon where they say, where one of the characters says, I don't know, I forgot what it was now, but whatever you said it was. And it is actually on one of the DVDs. I might have watched it, probably forgot. Going up another hill now. So yeah, she does remember it, and I hope you like it. Did you watch much Russian TV when you were a kid, or see much Russian cartoons in Germany? I don't know if you did or not. There's some really strange ones on that DVDs that Ira's mum bought. Quite an old one, probably made 70s or something like that, with these really eerie puppets, really dark fairy tale with witches and goblins and stuff in it. It put the willies on me, and I'm 41 years old, so I think we might keep that one till a bit later on And Max is a bit older. Going downhill now, so I can relax a bit. So yes. Max seems to, he watches the Russian stuff. He does get a bit bored after a bit though, because obviously he's not used to the language as much as English programs. But Ira speaks to him, you know, in Russian all the time. Almost exclusively, really. I mean, she does speak English to him, but she really wants him to pick up the Russian language, which is a good thing, really, because, you know, he's going to want to communicate with his grandparents, and they want to communicate with him. And I suppose that's the same for you, Yana, and, you know, your mom and dad. I suppose that you're teaching Amelia and Henry German as well. How's that going? How are you getting on? What kind of methods do you use, etc.? I mean, probably the same as us, really. Ira speaks to him in Russian. Ira's mum brought over DVDs and books for him in Russian and stuff, so he's got access to the language. It's just a matter of it seeping into his mind, really, which is all a matter of time, really. So, yeah. Whew. I kind of get a bit, not jealous, but a kind of, well, sorry really that, you know, my mum and dad are not alive to experience Max and to see the next generation of Treadwells, you know, see the next generation and stuff. I don't begrudge you as mum and dad, you know, having Max and that stuff, but it's just, you know, I just think sometimes of what could have been, and I suppose you can't really do that, but I'm sure that my mum and dad are somewhere around looking over Max and enjoying him and helping him out and stuff, so, you know, that's a good thing, at least. And when Max grows up, I'll be telling him about his English grandmother and granddad, so telling him some stories about them and all sorts of stuff. Right. I'm probably about halfway on the run now, so going okay. Been listening to a radio program that I really, really like and admire. A guy called Reverend Mark Time, who does a program on Eugene Campus Radio in Oregon, and he's an old school DJ, really. He's probably, I don't know, might be getting on for mid-40s, 50, I don't know. He's got wonderful eclectic taste in music, and he plays all manner of stuff. But the good thing is, it's not stuff that you hear every day on normal mainstream radio. It's goofy, sort of, well, one minute he can be playing, you know, I'm just looking at the time here a minute. One minute he can be playing goofy sort of kids TV theme tunes, and next minute he's playing, you know, Frank Sinatra or Doris Day. Next minute he's playing some contemporary singer-songwriter. Next minute he's playing some classical piece. Next minute he's playing some blues or anything. Nothing seems to be out of his reach. And every time I tune in, I always hear something different and something that I like. And I really do recommend his program. Much like John Peel, really, you're not going to like everything that you hear, but you will find some hidden gems in there, like I have. In fact, I was just listening to one of his programs before I broke off to record this audio boo on the run. They are available on the internet to look at. If you just look up Sunday Morning Hangover, which is the name of his program, you'll get to his blogspot page from there you can download the programs from his blog. Recommend it if you're into your weird and wonderful strange music. Well, what else can I tell you today? Another thing about his program is just that it always manages to stir up some kind of lost time, especially when he plays the older stuff, you know, from the 50s or 40s or, you know, earlier. It conjures up a time and a nostalgia in me that I know I didn't live probably through those times, but I have a nostalgia for it, which is weird, really, considering I had nothing to do with that era. Perhaps I was, perhaps it was another lifetime, I don't know. Right, it's working out where I am now. I think I'm going down this way. Oh well, I'm just making up as I go along now. I think I went past my road that I had to go down. It's alright, I know where I'm going. Everything's fine. But we'll get home eventually. Okay, I think I'm going to sign off now. Going to go back to listening to the Reverend. And hope you're all having nice evenings. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. Cheers.